The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, a very rare shark that washed up on a beach in County Sligo has been recovered by the National Museum of Ireland. The species has a lifespan which can stretch to over 500 years. So imagine that. That's a shark born back in the 1500s, very possibly. The longest known of any known vertebrate. And it was discovered on the shores of Finnisglin. And joining me now to discuss this is Dr. Kevin Flannery, who's Director of Ocean World in Dingle. Good evening to you, Kevin. These sharks are hugely rare, obviously. How did it come to be here, do we think?
Absolutely. Well, they tend to scavenge, and basically their domain is really the North Atlantic and up around the extreme cold waters, and down where it's extremely deep, it's extremely cold. Now, we did have a fleet of Russian and Norwegian vessels fishing for blue whiting off of the west coast, and the possibilities they may have hauled up one in with their catch of blue whiting and would have dumped it over the side. That's one possibility. The other possibility is, look, it came in, was scavenging in the cold weather, and obviously would have been traumatized and died. But we don't know exactly how it is, but the possibilities, I would say, was either from these Russian ships, these factory ships, or the Norwegians that have been fishing for blue whiting. And when they catch it, they would discard it over the side and possibly washed in then into Sligo, because it was quite fresh looking.
Yeah, that was going to be something else we can blame on the Russians here. That was what I was going to ask you. Do we know how long the animal has been dead for? Does that give us any indication of what's happened?
Well, looking at the photographs, that sort of thing, it was pretty fresh, pretty fresh. Now, I think Amy Geraghty from the National Museum, the National History Museum, was doing dissecting this week on it and having a look at it. So I would say it's quite fresh. So okay. It may just have not made it, and maybe just died of natural causes, but we'll wait and see.
And Kevin, does it tell us anything about the temperature of our waters off the coast of Ireland? If these sharks prefer very deep, very cold waters, we do hear about our seas warming, although I suppose there's the North Atlantic drift being turned off actually makes some of our waters cooler too. Does it tell us anything about the environment that it came from?
No, I wouldn't think so. Basically, it's great to see it. I have recorded, I think, my colleague Declan Quigley, we've recorded maybe three of these before as bycatches from when boats were allowed deep water fishing, when they were after deep water species, which is now banned, other than when they're after these pelagic species like blue whiting. But the deep water fisheries that was developed for orange ruffies, and that we would come up with quite a variety of deep water sharks. Okay. So they are quite common down there. They were targeted by the Norwegians and the Icelandics for their liver, because they're an extremely large shark. Like, they were called sleeper sharks or large sleeper sharks. So they were quite large, and that time people used to go for their liver, much like they used to target the Baskin shark for its liver.
Okay.
Because when they melted down for the oil and whatever they use it for.
And the number of these sharks that exist in the world, these very, very old sharks, do we know what kind of population still exists of these sharks around the world?
We don't know very little about the population, because of the extreme area where they live, where it's extremely cold and extremely deep. And basically how they live this long is because of the cryogenics, the cold. They only grow, and they have very little food, and they grow about 1 centimeter per year. So maybe cryogenics could be our answer, that will slow down the process of us getting old that it has done for these sharks.
What will happen? Obviously, the National Museum of Ireland has recovered the shark. Now, what do we expect to see happen? Will they be dissecting it, or will they be trying to preserve it?
They'll dissect it, obviously. They'll have to dissect it to see if it has a litter of pups, if it's male or female, if they will do the aging profile, the carbon dating aging profile, to see how old it is. They'll check it for a parasite, because they have a very unusual parasite that attracts itself to the eye. And we can't understand, or I still don't understand, why this very large specific parasite attaches itself to the retina of this type of shark only. And how it survives with it is a bit baffling, because usually it would affect its senses, but sharks have a sixth sense, so maybe they're able to use their sixth sense for catching their prey and surviving under the ice up there.
Okay. All right. We will leave it there. A fascinating find on the beach, obviously. But that is Dr. Kevin Flannery there. Director of Ocean World in Dingle.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.